I want to speak to Alan, who's on this line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Alan, you know, this is an important topic. I mentioned it at the very beginning of the programme. Would you consider going to see an eye specialist? Would you go to the optometrist? Would you indeed go to any of the experts who would look at your eyes if you didn't have any reason to feel that your eyesight wasn't very good? You went along and your sight was saved in ways, wasn't it?
Absolutely, Frank. Yep, 100%. Basically, it was just a routine general eye check. I have contact lenses, so I go for an annual eye check. And it was at this annual checkup with Paula in Specsavers in Conswater that she diagnosed that I had a high pressure in my eyes, which was quite alarming at that stage. So I was only 37. And basically, if it hadn't been, she diagnosed, she sent me to the Royal Hospital straight to get it checked out. And it turned out that I had glaucoma. And if she hadn't picked that up at a routine check, and I was told at that stage, if I hadn't been diagnosed, that I could have been blind within 3 years, three to five years.
And you, as a fit guy, Alan, I should say Alan Murphy, you know, Irish League footballer with Glenavon, Bangor, Distillery, Larne, various clubs. Yeah, it must have been a shock for you.
Completely and utterly shock, Frank. Totally out of the blue. Non-hereditary, no sign of it in the family at all. Completely out of the blue. And basically scared the life out of me at that stage. You know, I'm 37 years of age. I'm a young man. Two young kids at that stage as well. Playing semi-professional football in the Irish League. And to be told that potentially, if it hadn't been detected, I could have been blinded in 3 to 5 years was extremely frightening, to say the least.
And what about your sight now? What's the process? What do you have to go through now?
Well, thankfully, because the glaucoma was detected early by Paula and Specsavers, that I went for the eye laser treatment straight away and had the laser treatment work done. And then I was immediately put on eye drops, which I take two different sets of eye drops daily, and I will do for the rest of my life. But thankfully, with the laser treatment and the eye drops, it has the pressures have dropped. So basically, they've just caught the disease in time.
It's a great, yeah.
There was peripheral damage to the right eye, quite a bit of peripheral damage. But thankfully, the glaucoma was detected early, and I've been able to manage that now with the eye drops. And thankfully, touch wood, since then the pressures have remained low, and it's been maintained.
It's a prime example of early diagnosis, and some of us never ever think of going to the optician. Let me speak to Paula, who you've referred to. Paula, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
It's like a message to anyone. We should be getting our eyes checked on what, a yearly basis?
Normally every 2 years, unless there's a family history of glaucoma and you're over 40. Normally every 2 years is fine. And Alan's case, he was getting seen yearly because he's a contact lens patient of ours, and we see some of those patients yearly depending on how often they're wearing their lenses. So he was caught very early, but you know, Alan was saying there it was a shock to him. It was also a shock to me. He was actually 32 when I referred him. The years have flown, but it was actually December 2008 I referred him. And you know, Alan's about the same age as myself, no family history, similar prescription to myself, and even being an eye care professional, He's not a patient I was expecting to find it in. So he is a bit of a rarer case in that way, but not rare in the fact that he had no symptoms. And that's the problem with glaucoma. In over 90% of cases, there are no symptoms, and it's an irreversible cause of blindness, you know. Alan will always be on drops for the rest of his life. There's no cure for it, but thankfully his is well managed with the drops, you know.
And if it's diagnosed too late, is it inevitable, as you've suggested, though, that you will go blind?
Yeah, it is the biggest cause of irreversible blindness in the world. 12% of people in the world are blind because of glaucoma. The other biggest cause is cataract. It's about 46%, but we're lucky in this country that we have the operation to remove cataract, and it is curable. But glaucoma isn't curable. As I say, it's treatable. The drops, to keep it under control. You know, when we saw Alan, his pressures were in the mid-30s, and now last time we saw him there, they were 15. You know, we don't like pressure being over 24. And he had no symptoms with that. And that's the problem. People think they're fine if they don't need glasses. They think, oh, my vision isn't blurred. I'll not bother getting my eyes tested. And they quite often haven't heard of this condition called glaucoma, which is more prevalent in the over 40s. As I say, Alan was very young for it and not in a high-risk group for it. But it just goes to show it can affect anybody.
And finally, Paula, you can detect other ailments via an eye test, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, the blood vessels at the back of the eye are some of the smallest blood vessels that you can see in the body. And they quite often show signs, things like diabetes and high blood pressure. So we don't diagnose in practice, but what we do is we screen for abnormalities and then refer either to the GP for blood tests or to the hospital eye service to get a diagnosis. When I saw him, I was pretty sure of what he had because he did have visual field loss in that right eye. His pressures were high in both eyes. He had changes in the back of the nerve. The other great thing is there are new treatments out, and there are also new ways to help diagnosis of this condition. You know, at Specsavers, we're rolling out a new machine to all our practices to help diagnose conditions earlier, an OCT machine, and we're glad we got ours in Consulter a couple of weeks ago. So technology is improving to help us diagnose these conditions earlier, which is great.
Paula, it's a very important message to get across. Get those eyes tested. Think about it every couple of years. If you're not a regular, go to the optician of your choice. Paula, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks, Frank.
Thank you to Alan as well. Thanks very much, Alan. Are you still playing the football?
I'm still trying to.
Still trying to put it in the net.
Still trying to, yeah.
Thanks for speaking to us, Alan. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Alan Murphy there. It's 8 minutes to 11. The morning has absolutely flown by. What's the crack with you this morning? What is on your mind? You know the number, 02890 333 105.